All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
There's a growing chorus crying danger from the sidelines of football fields. One study recently found that former pro football players are 19 times more likely to have dementia or other brain conditions than an average person. Helmets basically are just not protecting players from concussions. And this isn't just a problem for the pros. It's also, and in fact, especially, a fear for younger players. But what if you put sensors onto players' heads? Would some sort of digital warning system help? Reporter Tracy Samuelson is here. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Manoush.
Tracy, you went to see how some new technology could monitor those precious growing brains that are being jostled on the football field.
Right. Earlier this fall, I went to visit some family in Boston, and I swung by a seventh grade football game. Let's skip right to halftime. A rainy morning has turned into a perfect fall day, and the Wayland Weston Warriors have a healthy lead.
Hey, excellent job on the blocking up front, guys.
There's a few dozen players, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, all huddled around their coach. Each has a small black tab called a check light sticking out from underneath the back of their helmets. It's a new product from Reebok and the Boston tech company MC10, and it measures the impact to their heads of each hit they take. A light on the tab blinks yellow after moderate hits, red after severe ones. Normally, it costs about $150, but it's new this season, so the Warriors are piloting it for Reebok. At the half, only one player's light is blinking. But the game is about to get a bit more physical. Coach asks everyone what they want to accomplish in the second half.
Oh, okay.
I'll start.
Okay. One thing that I want to accomplish is, let's see, I want to get another sack.
Sacks, blitzes, tackles, touchdown passes, and then
the thing I want to do is make sure the guy doesn't want to play here.
I want to beat them up.
Another kid says he wants to hit someone really hard. Gotta protect your house. Football thrives on this physicality, on players pushing their body past normal limitations. And there's value in that. Life lessons about perseverance and overcoming fear that players can take off the field.
The contact of the sport is part of the difficulty of the sport, and being able to, it doesn't feel good to get hit, you know, all the time, but you learn to be able to push through.
Isaiah Kazavinsky is standing on the sidelines. He works for MC10, but he also played 8 years in the NFL, and so he knows that all those hits and the desire to play through pain can be dangerous, both for players' bodies and for their brains. He's had 7 diagnosed concussions.
And I always say diagnosed because those are the concussions that I couldn't even function without, you know, having get checked out.
Did you try and stay in games when you maybe should have come out?
Oh, absolutely.
Reebok's Bob Rich says the checklight will measure impact and count the number of hits a player takes. But he also hopes it will help players change their form or technique.
For example, during the course of a practice, if you're constantly doing a tackling or, you know, a blocking drill and the lights are always going off, that's a good sign that, you know, your technique is probably not as good as it could be.
Isaiah and Bob are mostly on the same page about the check light. Both stress that it will not diagnose a concussion. Both want the device to change the way kids play and to make sure they're getting checked out if they take a big hit. But eventually, Isaiah leaves to coach his son's football game. This is where he and Bob differ. Isaiah is eager to watch his son play the sport he loves. Right now, little Isaiah plays flag football. Next year, when he's in fifth grade, he'll move to tackle.
He's chomping at the bit to be able to play. He's ready to go. I love the game. The game's given me a ton. And the solution, even taking a step back and broadly, the solution's not taking away contact sports.
Isaiah thinks football's physicality is an important part of the game, one he hopes the checklight can help preserve. Bob, the rep from Reebok, looks at football's risks and rewards and comes up with a different answer. His son used to play, but after 2 concussions, Bob said no more football.
Would this device make a difference for you?
Not really, because this device doesn't prevent diagnose or treat concussions. Football, as it is a very, collision-oriented sport, and the check light is not going to, keep players any safer unless the rules of football change.
The lights don't go off very often, and by the time a trainer notices one blinking, it can be hard to know what actually triggered it. Most kids shrug and say they're fine. But then, suddenly there's a kid down on the field. Even watching the game tape later, it's hard to tell what happened. In a tangle of kids, a player from the other team immediately puts both hands up to his head. He lies on the ground for 2 full minutes, and then is helped off the field.
He's up. No, he's okay.
I don't know if he's awake, though.
Hey. Enough.
Yeah. What's up, buddy?
After the game, one of the parents said the kid was knocked out and taken to the hospital.
Oh, Tracy, you had to be taken to the hospital?
Yeah, it was a little scary there for a minute, but he did get up. He was walked off the field. He was okay. And he was from the other team, so he wasn't wearing one of these check light devices. But for a hit this big, you don't really need a device to tell you that there's something wrong.
Yeah, the fact that he wasn't getting up off the field was quite a signal enough.
It should be completely obvious. But where the check light comes in handy is calling attention to the little hits that may go unnoticed. 4 times this season, the device helped flag players who were later diagnosed with concussions. Dr. Robert Cantu specializes in sports-related brain injuries. And he says he also worries about these smaller hits stacked one on top of another over the course of the season or many seasons.
And so as a result of multiple concussions or accumulation of too much total head trauma, an individual who may have been in the excellent range intellectually is not in that range any longer. And what they may or may not have been able to do with their life has been somewhat modified.
So Cantu does see value in the check light, but he also worries that after a while, each time the light goes off and doesn't correspond to an injury, that it could become a little bit like the boy who cried wolf.
So over time, as these kids are pulled off and they're being shown not to have a concussion, I suspect that individuals will be less keen to be pulling them off.
Cantu recommends that kids under 14 stick to flag football rather than tackle. Their brains are still developing. After that, he says, each kid, each parent will have to decide for themselves if the benefits of a sport like football outweigh its risks. So, Manoush, you have little ones.
Yes.
Would you let your kids play football or hockey or boxing?
No freaking way. Are you kidding me? This Dr. Cantu basically said that a person who's incredibly smart won't be as smart if they get hit too many times. I just don't see why anyone would sacrifice their quality of life for a game. But I have to, I should temper this by saying that my parents are immigrants, so American football was not something we ever watched in our house. And they always sort of portrayed it to me as being barbaric. So, maybe I'm coming from a position that I'm not a football fan to begin with.
Right, and I'm not a football fan either, but I will say that football is one of the few sports I do actually enjoy watching on television, and part of that is the physicality. It's the, these
brute
athletes.
Tracy. I had no idea you had it in you.
I mean, especially over a sport like soccer, I'd take football. And there are lots of parents who come down in a position like you. There are others who are diehard football fans who have played football and who want to pass that on to their kids and enjoy the game with them. So I met a little boy whose name was actually Brady after Tom Brady of the Patriots. Go Pats. But a lot of other parents are maybe more like us. They're more cautious. In fact, the number of kids signing up to play for the Wayland Weston Warriors is down at the younger levels, down about 20%. And they're a team that's really focused on brain safety. They even do baseline cognitive testing on kids before the season so that they have a benchmark to compare against if they need to repeat the tests after an injury.
Okay, so more tests to decide whether to play a sport. This
more technology.
That's yep. Right. This is a tricky one. And if you are a parent listening, we would love to know what you think. Tweet us your thoughts at New Tech City or go to our website, newtechcity.org. And if you're trying to decide whether or not to let your kid play, you might want to check out Dr. Cantu's book. It's called Concussions and Our Kids. Thanks so much, Tracy.
Thank you, Manoush.